Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. Moldova's governing pro-European party has retained its majority in parliament after a decisive victory in elections marred by accusations of Russian interference, which Moscow denied. Sarah Rainsford is in the capital, Chisinau.
The scale of this win by Moldova's governing party has surprised even its officials. As the ballots were counted and the numbers on the big screen at party headquarters began rising, there were bursts of applause and cheers. Soon the lead seemed too big to close. Then it was clear that the pro-EU PAS party would have a majority of seats in the new parliament. It's a result achieved despite revelations of Russian interference, buying votes and spreading disinformation in an attempt to boost politicians sympathetic to Moscow.
Officials in the US state of Michigan say at least two people have been killed in a shooting at a Mormon church. Local police said 40-year-old Thomas Sanford drove his vehicle through the front doors of the church and shot at least 10 people before he was killed by police. President Trump has described it as a targeted attack on Christians. Will Grant has more.
Engulfed in flames, a Mormon church in a quiet corner of Michigan, now the site of yet another episode in America's endless gun violence. President Trump wrote on social media that he'd been briefed on what he called yet another targeted attack on Christians in the US and promising a federal investigation. This epidemic of violence in our country must end immediately, he added. In truth, however, there are no signs of it even easing, let alone ending.
President Trump has voiced optimism about reaching a deal to end the Gaza war ahead of talks on Monday with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Trump said there was a real chance for greatness in the Middle East and that Israeli and Arab leaders had responded well. However, a Hamas spokesman, Walid Kilani, told the BBC that the proposals were a distraction.
Distracting people and the world with ideas about proposals that might be unrealistic. These proposals aim to divert eyes from the massacres that are happening in the Gaza Strip and from this ethnic cleansing of more than a million humans in the city of Gaza. In addition, this proposal is to absorb the world's sympathy and support for the Palestinian issue.
The Taliban in Afghanistan has released a US citizen who's been detained since last December. The Taliban said that Amir Amiri was handed over to Adam Berla, Washington's special envoy on hostages. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio thanked Qatar for what he called tireless diplomatic efforts vital to securing Mr. Amiri's release. Three Americans had previously been freed this year from detention in Afghanistan. This is the world news from the BBC. Officials in Namibia have deployed hundreds of soldiers to battle a fire that's ravaged a third of its key nature reserve. Etosha National Park is one of Southern Africa's top tourist attractions, known for its vast salt pan that can be seen from space. The country's environment ministry says the fire had been burning for almost a week and has caused extensive ecological damage. Scientists say people may age faster if their father smoked during puberty. A new study found boys aged 15 and under who smoke may cause damage to developing sperm cells, which can be passed on to future children. Researchers found that those with fathers who began smoking during puberty were on average around 9 months to a year older than their chronological age. In golf, Europe has won the Ryder Cup despite a dramatic fight back from the US hosts on Sunday. It's the first time since 2012 that the visiting side has won. John Murray has more.
The expectation was that this would be a procession to Europe becoming the first team to win the Ryder Cup on foreign soil for 13 years. In fact, it was anything but, as the US team that had lost the first four sessions finally showed their true colours, swept the singles by 8.5 points to 3.5, and Europe only squeezed over the line in the last four matches out on the course, as Shane Lowry won the half point that retained the trophy and celebrated manically on the 18th, before Tyrrell Hatton delivered a further half point that won the cup outright.
The final collection of the late Italian designer Giorgio Armani has been debuted at Milan Fashion Week. The show was originally intended to be a celebration of half a century of Armani's fashion house, but following his death earlier this month at the age of 91, it became a tribute. The collection featured tailored suits and glittering dresses inspired by the city of Milan. That's the latest. BBC News.